In July 1873, Paul Frenzini and Jules Tavernier began their one-year odyssey across America to create illustrations with accompanying text of the settlement of the West for Harper's Weekly magazine. Tavernier's professional partnership with Frenzini was very successful, and they developed a unique technique for working together. First, a watercolor would be painted. Then, using a mirror, the watercolor was sketched in reverse onto a block of polished hardwood. Either artist did this. The sketches took days to create. The hardwood block would then be shipped to Harper's in New York, and a master engraver incised into the lines of the sketch to prepare the hardwood block for printing. Tavernier completed his Nebraska sketches without Frenzini, who was working in Utah. To fulfill their Harper's contract, Tavernier's sketches were published under both names. The artists agreed that if one artist was more involved in completing the artwork than the other, that artist had the right to sign his name first. Only 9 of their 100 sketches were signed first by Tavernier. Tavernier had traveled to the Red Cloud Agency in northwest Nebraska to witness the Lakota Sioux perform their annual tribal sun dance, a religious ceremony performed in honor of the sun. It was extremely rare for any white man to be invited. Around 15,000 Sioux, Cheyenne, and Arapaho were present for the ceremony. The image depicts an enclosure. To the right, 4 lengths of cord are attached to a pole. A young warrior has pierced his skin and is inserting pieces of wood, which are on the end of the cords, into his chest. His body would then be suspended from the cords. It was a test of endurance, and he bore the pain compliantly without showing fear. The effect of witnessing the sun dance had a permanent impact on Tavernier. After his departure from the agency, Tavernier painted Native Americans in oil for the rest of his life with such sublimity, these paintings are perhaps without equal in the history of Western art. Connection to Nebraska. In May through July of 1874, Jules Tavernier was based at Camp Robinson, Nebraska.